Human Rights Commission held a news conference today about its about various matters relating to Brackenfell High and that matric ball, or not the matric ball, but a private party held in lieu of an official matric ball, which was attended only by white students, some white parents and two white teachers from the school, and then various protests after that. The Reverend Chris Nissen is a commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission. Chris, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, John, and good afternoon to the listeners.
There is one decision taken in terms of obvious forward momentum, and that is a decision to refer the PAC to the Equality Court in reference to a hate speech claim because they had placards and chanted "Kill the Boer."
Yeah, indeed. Indeed, that's what we've done, because the placard clearly states, it says, one settler, one bullet. But also, that's what the placard says. But also we have, from the situation at last Thursday and Friday, where in fact, indeed, there were lots of slogans chanted by followers of the EFF, including one, they were singing Amabulo Asisinja, which, you know, is a very, very bad word. And so we are following that up as well.
Following up, what does that entail, Chris?
It entails that we need to get the footage, identify the people who were singing it. I was there, I saw them, but the police have got the footage, so we want to wait. We're requesting that footage so that we can identify those people and then lay the hate speech and to the Equality Court of those who are singing that song.
Do you have to lay these charges against individuals? Is there no way of a kind of group case saying these were obviously EFF members taking part in an EFF protest and therefore the EFF bears some responsibility?
We are thinking about that, and obviously I'm not a lawyer, so I have to ask the legal eagles within the within our commission to have a look at it. And certainly, if there's any grounds, that we will do it. But also today, we've asked political parties to take responsibility. And political parties, you know, have a lot to contribute towards social cohesion and tolerance, at the same time as well to make sure that they keep their followers intact.
Okay, so it is something that you're considering if it is allowable under the Act.
If it's allowable under, as I said, the lawyers will have to tell us in the commission whether we can do it or not, whether it's individual or collectively.
There are other issues associated with the protest, damage to property and so on. The city is looking to try and recover the cost of the repairs to municipal infrastructure from the EFF. The EFF said, see you in court. And then there are various assault claims. That is something now for SAPS to investigate. So in terms of the protests, the PAC taken to the Equality Court, one settler, one bullet, the EFF investigations individuals and in groups. That's the extent of it.
That's what you're looking at.
Okay. And then in terms of the school itself, where are you in terms of your investigation into the dance and into broader issues which have subsequently been raised by current and former pupils at the school?
Well, what has happened is that today we've also heard that there were lots of other people who came and we've heard that on the 8th of July, apparently, there was former pupils have written allegedly to the school complaining about racism. So where we are with regard to the investigation, obviously, you know, we are really at the beginning stage. When I say beginning stage, we've done a lot of work, but we have to collect more evidence since Thursday and Friday so that we can add to that. But with regard to the school, we have engaged with our office here in the Western Cape, have engaged with the school governing board and the school principal. And what we're doing now is to gather that information. But also the learners, the matriculants are also a key component to the investigation. And my advice was that please do not disturb those learners and let them rather post the exams, then engage them, because it's very important that we get their side of the story as well and not simply listen to what other people are saying, because they were participating in it and we need to understand it from them as well.
The dance, Chris, surely it would have been relatively easy to establish by now whether there was segregation in the assembling of the people at that party. Because, see, the school says, and the Western Cape Education Department accepts the school statement, that everybody in the Brackenfell High matric classes was invited to that dance. Surely it's as simple as this to investigate whether and to determine whether that is true or whether it is not true.
Indeed. I mean, obviously, that's why we've also heard other counter statements to it, you know, former and present learners at the school. But also at the same time, we have not had the ability to listen to the learners, the matriculants. And I think if...
Surely you've asked for and been supplied with the electronic invitation which went out?
Yes, indeed.
And what does it say?
Remember what the person has also put on the Facebook page when social media was saying, this is the matric ball.
But there was an invitation to a private function on a wine estate. And surely there was a digital invitation which went out, a Facebook invitation or an email invitation which went out to that. And did that in any way suggest some form of implicit or explicit racial exclusion?
John, the office is looking at it. I'm saying to you and to our listeners that we must also give the benefit to listening to the learners themselves, because post that event, somebody put on to publicly on social media the matric ball of that school. You see? So we need to look at that. We need to look at that invitation. We need to look at everything. But our approach, and particularly as I've indicated before, is that we should not have a witch hunt, but we should have a way of assisting the school to come to terms with diversity and transformation training.
Which is something that they said they started at the beginning of the year. One wonders why it took them that long, but the program was halted by COVID-19, and they are now recommitted to get it going again. Would you want to be involved in that process?
We need to be involved in it, because, you see, I think, and we say we, I mean the commission, need to be involved with it, and the commission would not necessarily itself, but also bring other parties in who are also independent to assist. But John, the problem is beyond Brackenfell. That's why I've been at pains since saying I've raised this with the Western Cape government before about the potential conflict within the schools without a proper diversity training and transformation program.
I mean, let's just make it clear that it's not just in the Western Cape. I understand.
I understand
that your focus as a commissioner is on the Western Cape.
No.
But this is an issue in each of them.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's countrywide. You see? Because you can't just throw children, learners into a position where you say, now all be happy, go lucky, you all together and so on. We come from different cultures, religions, traditions, etc., and therefore diversity is important. And we cannot run away from the fact that in South Africa there's racism. And racism is not only between black and white, John. It's also amongst black people and colored people and Indian people and so on. It's based on this discrimination, on the transgender, all those issues. We are here. We have not reached a point where we can realize the Rainbow Nation dream.
Chris, the extent of the Human Rights Commission's powers in terms of what they can choose or not choose to invite or be invited to investigate and so on, because there's been, I think, very justifiable criticism of something that Julius Malema said when addressing EFF supporters in one of the northern provinces over the weekend. He was complaining about the police and the way that they stopped EFF protesters from getting outside, literally outside the gates of Brackenfell High. And he said, we're not only going to confront the police on the picket lines, but we're going to fight them in their own homes, and we're going to fight them with their own weapons, which to me is a prima facie case of incitement to violence. Is that something that the Human Rights Commission could, should be getting involved in? Again, I appreciate that it's not didn't happen in the Western Cape. So
No. By the way, we're national. So National Human Rights Commission is national. It's just that I find myself in the Western Cape.
Yeah.
The thing is, indeed, that the police need to, it's an incitement to violence. The police need to take action on that one because it's criminal. Secondly, we did discuss it this morning as a commission that we need to then institute action against Malema on that matter. The problem that we have is that, you know, not we have, I'm just raising a problem, is the problem that we find and confront ourselves here today is that you find that political leaders, and particularly the statements made by Malema, is that political leaders are now going towards the
elections.
2021 elections.
Yeah.
And that's why you even find the Cape Party coming and saying, come defend your people and so on. So all these statements, I mean, it's really unnecessary. And I think it's important that we say, as these are members of parliament, including Malema, who vowed to obey the constitution. That statement is a direct violation of the constitution, because the South African Police Service has got a constitutional mandate to protect, serve, combat crime, and serve the people of South Africa. Now, if you want to go and attack the police, I think it's so not even unfair. It's bizarre,
and it's
tantamount to undermining the constitution.
Chris Nissen, thank you for talking to us, a commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission.